From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke to the council Monday.
We don't take pleasure in further strengthening sanctions today. We are not looking for war. The North Korean regime has not yet passed the point of no return. If it agrees to stop its nuclear program, it can reclaim its future. If it proves it can live in peace, the world will live in peace with it. On the other hand, if North Korea continues its dangerous path, we will continue with further pressure. The choice is theirs. Thank you.
And Haley said that the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. It fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. The resolution will also reduce by more than half the country's gas, diesel, and heavy fuel oil imports, while completely banning the import of natural gas and other oil substitutes. 16 years after the United States launched its war on terror, there are nagging concerns that aspects of the war have not gone well. And when it comes to the battle of ideas, some experts and officials fear the U.S. may be losing. Current and former U.S. officials say the failure to counter narratives that help fuel groups like Al-Qaeda and Islamic State is not due to a lack of effort, but so far they admit the results have not been good. This is VOA News. Hurricane Irma cut a deadly path through the Caribbean last week, leaving behind devastated islands before it hit mainland Florida. Experts say Irma is the biggest and longest-lasting Category 5 storm in recorded history in the Atlantic. About 40 people have been killed, several of them in Florida. Authorities are sending crews to aid victims, restore power, and assess the damage in Florida. VOA's Slanisa Hoke has more.
Irma has left more than 6 million Florida homes without power, and the Keys have been described as a war zone. The islands are cut off from the mainland as the roads and bridges connecting them are damaged. The White House said Monday, although the storm has weakened to a tropical depression, it remains dangerous. A spokesman said the East Coast city of Jacksonville has seen what is considered to be the worst flooding in a century.
As that flooding is ongoing, we have life-saving, life-sustaining operations underway, and we are prayerful that there are not people right now trapped by floodwaters.
Hundreds of power emergency trucks were dispatched Monday to restore electricity to neighborhoods left without power in the aftermath of the storm.
The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a temporary order allowing the Trump administration to maintain its restrictive policy on refugees while the court considers challenges to the travel ban. Justice Anthony Kennedy issued the temporary order Monday. It was expected to remain in effect while the full court takes up the matter, likely within days. Had the Supreme Court not acted, an appeals court decision lifting part of the ban on refugees would have gone into effect on Tuesday. If there are further challenges to the refugee ban, Kennedy said they should be filed to the nation's highest court by noon Tuesday. Tuesday marks the start of a month-long voluntary vote that could eventually legalize same-sex marriage in Australia. As many as 16 million Australians will receive a mail-in ballot asking them to vote either yes or no on the issue and mail it back by November. If a majority of ballots are marked yes, Parliament will follow through with a formal vote in December. A new opinion survey released Tuesday indicated 70% of those questioned said that the support, and they do in fact support, same-sex marriages. The Brazilian government has opened an investigation into the deaths of 10 members of an uncontacted indigenous tribe, allegedly at the hands of gold miners. Authorities said the prosecutor's office in the Amazonas state near the Colombia border opened an investigation after learning that the miners had bragged about killing members of an unidentified tribe. Brazil's National Indian Foundation said some of the prospectors have been detained for questioning. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.